mayonnaise, mermaid net, salty tears, or nacho cheese. I've always wanted to meet the people whose job it is to name paint colors. I understand red, blue, yellow, and green. But what's the difference between blue and grandma's sweater? Or green and after-dinner mint? Or red and flamingo dream? The black and white choices, well, they're easy. It's the shades of gray that are most distracting. An abundance of shade causes the most doubt. Subtle color variations that make choosing so exhausting. Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 16 is about choice. Choosing between endless shades and choosing just one. And how to choose the best one. So to begin your meditation, just slip into a time and place where you can be still and quiet, and a place to face some choices. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 73, and just respond, "Lord God, help me choose wisely." Father God, once I was bitter and brokenhearted. I was stupid and ignorant, and I treated you as a wild animal would. Please forgive me. And Lord God, help me choose wisely. But I never really left you, and you still hold my right hand. Your advice has been my guide, and later you will welcome me into glory. So Lord God, help me choose wisely. In heaven, I have only you. And on this earth, you are all I want. So, Lord God, help me choose wisely. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is to bring joy to the heart of God by simply lifting your blurry gaze from earthly choices and up into the singular option of God and His glory. So choose to spend a few moments now in silent contemplation before a singular God. Let the silent focus continue as you focus on breathing the divine breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes. Just take several breaths from your stomach, choosing to breathe from your belly. Don't choose when to breathe or how deeply. Just notice it. Just be aware of your breathing. Let your body decide when and how. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper, "Lord God, help me choose wisely." Rest here, choosing to breathe in peace. "Lord God, help me choose wisely." Continue on in silence as you note the Holy Spirit bringing clarity. Just pause here and take note of how He is showing you the way of life, how you are being filled with the joy of His presence. choose here to let endless distractions dissolve as you rest in His singular presence. Your mind may wander as you surrender your choices, and I give you that permission, that's fine. But then return to your breathing, the beating of your heart, and choosing God in His glory. Now, in continued silent contemplation, choose to listen carefully for the first of three readings, each reading growing from the seed of the first. Just listen for how these eternal words fill you. Words from Psalm chapter 16, verse 8, from the New International Reader's Version. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. He is at my right hand, so I will always be secure. What did you hear? How did it bring you nearer to God? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit begin to shape your thoughts around this passage, maybe even deeper? I keep my eyes always on the Lord. He is at my right hand, so I will always be secure. Rest there longer in divine contemplation as you choose to keep your eyes on God. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Let your mind drift through the imagery of the choices that you're facing. Just take a moment to shift your thoughts to a single choice, choosing to set the Lord continually before you now. Thank you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance, my cup. He is all I need. You support my lot. The boundary lines of the land have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my heart and mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, my innermost self, rejoices. My body too will dwell confidently in safety. For you will not abandon me to Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the dead. Nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I love how that passage ended. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, with your eyes closed, what do you see in his right hand? What does the path of life look like? What does fullness of joy look like in your mind? Well, choose what you see of his glory and focus there. Your mind may drift away from him, but then, without effort, choose to return back to one thing that reminds you most of him. All the time that you need. He's in no rush. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. As you face countless choices, contemplate just one way that you can choose God. In the midst of choice chaos, how can you choose God? How will you feel it when you do? Where will you feel it? Just contemplate one simple choice. Choose God here. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing as you choose to rest in the presence of God. In fact, let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, help me choose wisely. Let those be the words the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Wise choice. Let me pray here that you choose to keep your eyes always on the Lord, remembering He is at your right hand, and you are always secure. You who are His holy one, so trust that you will lack nothing as you choose to pursue and enjoy God, for He will meet all of your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in the days ahead, or maybe even moments ahead, you will likely face some choices. Some easy, some crushing. But be mindful in those moments to first choose God. Also, choose to explore moments where God might use you to help bring some clarity into someone's life so that they can make a choice. Maybe a friend or a foreigner. Just help someone choose wisely today. And when you're ready, whether at the start or finish, expect to face choices, but then choose to lift your eyes up from the chaos into the calm. It's there you will find clarity, and there encounter God.